our awesome podcast with Holly and Adam and maybe a guest. We talk about things, we talk about stuff. We talk until we've had enough. Listen to our awesome podcast. All you have to do is not turn it off. The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
It's awesome.
The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
Ah!
I'm Adam.
I'm Holly.
I only have 26.2 days of podcasts left to listen to.
Oh no, whatever will you do?
I'll probably just find another podcast to listen to after I run out of the ones I have.
There have to be plenty of podcasts. You're going to have 26 point incrementally more once this podcast comes out.
That's true, yeah. I only have 320 some episodes of Mabim Bam to listen to.
Okay. That sounds like something.
And I'm halfway done with the girlfriend bracket. I'm at 50.
Okay.
Oh, we still have the TV on.
We
just watched Pan's Labyrinth and it's playing the theme song. You know it. Do 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 do. Do 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 do.
I'm not gonna do anything with the PlayStation, which is playing it. I'm just turning off the TV in the hopes that the PlayStation figures itself out.
That's like one of the best, what do they call it? Title screens or whatever,
mm-hmm.
Where it just plays over and over again that song because it's so calming. How's your phone?
Sorry, my boss just sent me an email that I should really be working on right now.
Oh.
It's an escalation.
Oh. Tell him you have...
He's a question.
Tell him half an hour because you're doing a podcast right now.
I mean, it's 9 p.m. I'm not expected to be on call right now, but he probably saw that I was online because I think I'm still online. So.
Oh, you're still clocked in?
Yeah, I'm clocked into my salary job.
Yeah.
I went to the doctor today.
Yeah.
Because I've been sick for 7 days, and I figured day 7 was enough that I should go to the doctor. And the doctor was like, yeah, you're sick.
Mm-hmm.
And then that was
it. Eat some rice.
The doctor, asked me a bunch of questions about myself, because she's my doctor now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just found a doctor who had an appointment today, and now she's just my doctor.
You guys are bros?
Yeah, she seems fine. But she asked me questions. She's like, are you married? I was like, yeah. She's like, to a man or a woman? And I was like, man. She's like, how long have you been married? And I'm like, 2.5 years. She's like, how long have you been together? And I was like, 6 years. And she's like, you gonna have any kids? And I was just like, do you have any kids? And she's like, no. She's like, you gonna have any kids? She's like, no.
sounds correct so far.
And she didn't question me, even though sometimes people question
They don't get paid to judge.
Then she introduced herself to me. She speaks very quickly. It's very clear that she introduces herself to people a lot because she's got like a whole spiel about how she's a family doctor and she has patients who are anywhere from 2 weeks to 101 years old.
Really? Well, she couldn't practice it too much because like if there was one that's two
I
weeks,
I think that number probably
weeks.
Just changes, right? She just plugs in a different number.
Like last week, I have patients from 1 week old
to
101
exactly.
And 11 and a half months.
Yeah. So, yeah. but then she was like, my patient, my vision is that we're in this together for your health or something like that. And I was like, okay. I mean, that's how it should be.
Right.
I think that's how most doctors are.
That's what doctors are for.
And then she told me I was sick, and she told me, here's an exciting thing. So I mentioned, like, they had this questionnaire that you fill out, and they're like, do you have any concerns about your lungs? Do you have any concerns about your ears? And I circled yes for ears.
Mm-hmm.
And that was because when I exercise, my ears hurt. And she said that sometimes she has runners who will get, like, ear pain because their nose gets, like, congested, and, like, when you run or exercise or whatever, like, you, like, your sinuses or whatever drain through your nose.
Mm-hmm.
But if the nose gets stuffed up, then it blocks up, like, the ears,
mm-hmm.
and then, like, it hurts. So what she said is to put a spray of Afrin in my nostrils.
What is Afrin?
It's like a nasal spray.
Mm.
Before I exercise, and that should clear it up.
See?
So we're gonna see if that works.
Nice.
I think I even own Afrin already, so...
Well, there you go.
Yeah, so I think that's interesting.
You just gotta know the right combination.
That's just been, like, an issue for me for years, so we'll see if that fixes it. I'm not honestly that optimistic that it's gonna fix it,
You should talk to her, like, every day, or every week, and then have, like, a doctor minute.
Her name was Dr.
So-and-so.
Rachel Torres, I think?
Dr. So-and-so. Dr. Rachel.
The office was, like, full of old stuff, just old equipment, old everything. It's, like, it was a stark contrast because when we were in, like, Grand Forks and Fargo, there were, like, these healthcare groups that were basically in charge of everything, right? Like, what was it in Grand Forks?
I don't remember.
It's, like, one healthcare, though. That's, like, everything, right?
Yeah, they had one.
It was
Avida? Is that right?
No.
I think it's like five letters begins with an A.
Yeah, it does begin with an A.
All true.
That's the one.
I got it.
But they have like all the up to date. Like when you go there, they take your picture and log you in the thing. And like,
well, they get paid a lot of money.
And they have like ear thermometers for your temperature and like all this fancy stuff. And this one was like an under the tongue thermometer and like a weird outdated scale and like a really old like bench. But I mean, as long as all this stuff works, it doesn't really matter how old it is. It just feels weird. She was nice. And she told me that I've been treating my stomach flu with incorrectly, which is to say I've not been treating it at all.
Mm-hmm. You're like, I hope it goes away.
Yeah, I've just been going about my daily life. She said that I made a few key errors. One, I ate too soon, which I think is wrong because I had to eat because I was getting like faint and like falling over. So I had to eat, but she said I ate too soon. So I like fed it too soon. And then I ate like I'm not supposed to drink water because water is like, you don't want to drink water alone because that doesn't help. Like it can hurt more than it helps because you're not getting the other stuff that you need. They need sugar or whatever. Electrolytes.
Okay. Like Gatorades.
Yeah. So she's like, and then like, I didn't eat bland food. She's like, okay, so eat like bread and rice and like sandwiches, mashed potatoes, like just real bland food for a few days. She's like, it's going to run its course. I've been seeing the stomach flu 7 to 10 days this year, which is usually shorter than that. So.
Okay.
So I went to the doctor at the tail end of whatever illness this is.
Yeah, you'll get better.
Yeah. Then I made another appointment to go back because it was nice. Mm-hmm. And the receptionist was from Bismarck. I'm sorry, the Bismarck area.
Sure. Like the...
one of the small towns.
The suburbs of Bismarck. Yeah. I didn't have a very exciting day.
You didn't?
No.
You went to work.
I had a taco. There was tacos at work today.
What? I mean, you could talk about the whole last week, though. Like, there's been a whole week.
What did I do? I mean... We went Pokemon hunting.
Yeah, we had a Saturday. Got Scythers. I finally got a Scyther.
Did you evolve them?
I did.
Yeah. We
didn't get a good one.
On Saturday, we did all of our errands. I wrote everything down in our little book, all the things I needed to do. Uh-huh. I've been doing a card every day.
Do you want to talk about Logan?
Yeah.
We can talk about your cards, but do you want to talk about Logan first?
Yeah, we'll talk about Logan first. X-Men movie.
We saw the X-Men movie, Logan. We really liked it, but I think that we probably more liked it than other people because... we didn't see we didn't read the book.
The other X-Men movies?
Yeah,
I've never seen any other
Wolverine movies, and I didn't read the Old Man Logan books.
There was, like, a really bad Wolverine movie that I saw.
Yeah.
With the first appearance of Deadpool when he was, like, the bad guy. It was still Ryan Reynolds, but it was just, like, a bad Deadpool.
Really?
And he was, like, yeah.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
Yeah, I forget which one that was, but it was, like, a Wolverine movie.
Bad Deadpool?
Yeah.
Was Deadpool bad?
I guess. Well, he started out as... a bad guy.
Oh, I didn't know that.
But but in this, like, he was like the main villain, and it was not
great,
not good. Then there was another one that I didn't see, like when Wolverine goes to Japan.
Oh,
the Wolverine, I think.
Sure, probably. And I guess the critiques of this movie is that like there's been, I guess Wolverine has already had like a Wolverine Professor X arc a bunch of times, and that's basically what this movie.
Well,
is
I mean, that's
again.
What the X-Men movie, the first X-Men movie,
right.
But, I mean, Wolverine is basically the main character in all the X-Men
movies.
He is,
it's true. He's in, like, all of them.
Yeah.
Well, not anymore.
He was in the...
not this Wolverine. They might recast it for the...
oh, a different Wolverine. But, yeah, he was in, like, Days of Future Past.
Yeah.
Like, in the future and the past.
Yeah.
And he's still the same age.
Yeah.
But,
anyway, yeah. I liked the movie.
I thought it was good. I really liked Patrick Stewart in it.
I've heard some feminist critiques of it that I understand. That okay. X-23 could have been, like, a stronger character and the other women in her life could have been not erased from it. From, like, the story.
Okay.
I don't want to get too specific.
Yeah,
like,
I don't even
spoilers,
know what that means, but okay.
And then also that, like, it wasn't as sad as people wanted it to be, or, like, it wasn't as good as the trailer, but I didn't see the trailer.
I don't even remember the
like,
trailer.
Yeah, I don't watch trailers if I can avoid them, unless they're in front of other movies
I didn't
movies
even
I'm
know Patrick
seeing.
Stewart was in it until I got to the movie
I didn't
theater.
Either. And here's the thing. I wasn't going to admit this, but I'll admit it on the podcast. When I first saw Patrick Stewart's name, I was like, oh, I wonder if he's playing a good guy or a bad guy. Like, I didn't even put together that he was Professor X until he came on the screen.
Well, he's only ever been a bad guy once.
I know.
And he was good at being
a bad
guy.
But I was like, oh, of course. I just, like, I didn't even, I was like, oh, he's playing some new character.
If you guys haven't seen Green Room, it's really good.
You should see Green Room.
It's by the same guy who directed Murder Party.
It's harrowing.
If you haven't seen Murder Party...
Don't watch Murder Party. Don't waste your time with Murder Party, but
listen,
do watch Green Room.
Okay, you can watch Murder Party, but there's a caveat. You have to know that it's a bad movie, but it's fun.
Expect that it's a bad movie.
Yeah, expect that it's like, this movie isn't going to be great.
Yeah.
But you should watch it once.
Is it fun?
It was...
It's something.
It was something.
It's definitely something.
Murder Party. Look it up.
Or don't. You're not really losing anything
it was,
if you don't.
Right. We lived our all lives up to that point not seeing it, but I'm glad
we
did. I'm
glad
we did see it. And also, Green Room has the same director. Green Room's really
good. Green Room's way better. Yeah. Green Room's a better movie.
Well, it's more high budget. Like, you could tell, like, Murder Party was like...
He made it with his friends. That's literally what it was.
It's just like a bunch of... Me and my friends wanted to make a movie, so we did Murder
Party. But the
effects
in it are actually really good.
Yeah, they work on, like, horror effects and stuff. I'm sure
but they're good.
They did good in Green Room as well.
Yeah, they did. Ugh. Maybe see Green Room if you're into that.
Yeah, Green Room's good.
What trailers did we see before?
Oh, all
Logan?
Of them. Every movie in the next 6 years, I think.
No, but I know. There were a lot of... There
Guardians
were
like 10
trailers. Guardians
of the Galaxy 2?
Guardians of the Galaxy 2?
Yeah.
Not that interested
I'm going to see it because I love Guardians of the Galaxy.
I'll see it with you because I love you.
Fair enough.
But I'm not that interested
I love the first one more than you.
Did we see the Power Rangers one?
Not this time.
No, someone mentioned it, though.
What else was there?
There was a Deadpool teaser in front of the movie.
They put it in the beginning of the
movie. Yeah, if you're going to go see Logan, don't wait around after credits. There's nothing.
Yeah, they put it at the beginning, which
I
figured I
think
they would.
Because of
the
ending
tone,
of
the tone.
The tone of the movie, it's not really conducive to like anything after it.
Yeah, people say that it's like a Western, which I agree with.
It's you think
more
it's
like
a Western?
It's more like a Western than like a superhero movie. But I mean, that's
yeah,
the thing.
That's true.
Like,
more like a Western than a superhero.
But I mean,
movie,
like
sure.
Marvel.
I mean,
movies
they reference Shane in the movie.
Shane.
Like twice.
You saw some.
Yeah, the Marvel movies are usually like tonally much different than that.
You never saw Shane, did you?
I did. I watched it in eighth grade. I don't remember anything about it.
Pick up the gun.
I remember that there was some guy who came to town and then, like, this lady, like, cheated with him and this kid, like, wanted him to be a new dad and then he left.
Pick up the gun. Pick it up. I don't want to pick it up. Pick up the gun. That's Jack Palance.
Sure.
Being creepy whisper bad guy.
I believe you, for sure.
Pick up the gun.
What other trailers did we see? Oh, we saw Ghost in the Shell.
Yeah, and you were mad about that.
Which I'm mad about because it's whitewashing.
Sure.
The concept looks cool, but I would prefer that they had actually cast Asian actors as Asian people.
We tried to watch the anime.
It was boring.
And she doesn't look Asian at all.
It was boring. Okay, we talked about this. People in manga and anime that to you look white look Asian to Asian people. So that's not a fair critique. But anyway, we're not going to go into this because you don't get it and you don't want to. So
I do want to.
You don't want to, or you would.
But I
already.
Think that maybe.
No. Nope. No.
Okay.
Anyway, the movie was boring, though. Like the anime one.
Oh, yeah. I wasn't really paying attention.
It was all like.
It felt like
was
it was ahead of its
bit.
Time for 1996.
It
but
was
it's,
politics-y.
But it's kind of.
Well, that's
know,
the part. I don't like. I don't care about politics and business conspiracies.
Yeah, a lot of business.
And that's like all it was.
It had like
care.
A lot of Matrix-y kind of stuff in it.
It did, for sure. But it was kind of boring.
Yeah.
And the voiceover was awful. Yeah. Like, really bad.
And we didn't have access to the
Japanese we didn't have
one.
Access to the subbed version. So if you had the opportunity to watch it with just subtitles, do that instead.
Yeah. I'll try and watch it again when I'm, oh my God. I didn't write them down.
I know, but I'm just trying to think of any. There was that war movie.
Ugh, yeah.
Not into that one.
I don't care about war movies.
It looked real boring. Dunkirk. Something like that. That's what it's called.
The Christopher Nolan war movie.
Yeah, it sounds boring. We'd seen some of these trailers before, like that one, and I think one other one we'd seen before in front of other movies. Probably, we think in front of Doctor Strange.
Could be. Was that the last movie we saw?
I think that was the last movie we saw.
Podcast listeners, let us know what the last movie we saw in the theater was.
I want to say we saw one in between.
I saw Sausage Party.
Because I thought we saw something. I thought we saw something at this movie theater, at the Northgate one, after we saw it in Ballard. Like, we went to that Ballard theater for Doctor Strange, yeah. I thought we went to Northgate for another movie.
I'm sure our listeners will know.
I don't remember.
They'll remember what movie we saw. But we did, you're right. We went pretty recently.
Yeah.
I don't know if it matters. We could just sit here and think about
what movie it was. I know, we could, and that'd be really boring.
There's probably some nerdy movie that came out.
I'm going to Google what other trailers came in front of that movie.
And we can talk about the movies that we want to see. I'm excited for Guardians of the Galaxy. I love the original, and I'm pretty happy with most of what Marvel comes out with. I didn't like Doctor Strange as much as you did. I just felt like it felt a lot of the dialogue felt forced. But you know.
Yeah, it was.
I don't think Benedict Cumberbatch fit in the role. He was too like English. I don't know. He was too Benedict Cumberbatch to be Doctor Strange.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's just how I felt about
it. Oh! Apparently the teaser before Logan, the Deadpool one, is secret. It's not in all theaters.
Oh, really? The teaser?
Yeah.
They didn't do it on everyone?
I guess not.
That was pretty funny, though. I like that one. I like Deadpool.
It's a secret teaser.
Okay. So what other previews did we see?
I don't know, I'm trying to find that out.
I wonder if there's a podcast that just talks about movie previews.
I am sure that there is one that talks about current movie trailers.
So anyway, while you're looking that up, I'll update my projects that I'm doing. Project number one, my blog. I'm still working on it every day. I have, I try and keep a week-long backlog in case something comes up. So I have all my posts ready for the upcoming week.
The Alien movie. Alien Covenant.
Yeah, okay.
It doesn't look that great, but that's one of the trailers we saw.
Yeah, it's got Magneto in it.
Yeah.
I think that's the movie that because they made was it Prometheus? Was that what it was called? There was another movie that was supposed to be like a prequel to Alien.
Sequel to Prometheus. I think it was.
This is like the sequel to that. And it's kind of like bridges the two.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was Prometheus. I might be wrong, but it sounded...
The Fate of the Furious, we saw that one.
That looked like the most ridiculous movie.
It looked so awful.
If any of you have seen like any Fast and the Furious movies, they just seem so over the top and weird.
If you haven't seen it yet, there's a Trainspotting 2 trailer.
I haven't seen it.
I'm going to watch it later
because I'm super excited for Trainspotting 2.
You really are.
I love Danny Boyle too. Like all of his movies are really good. Remember Slumdog Millionaire?
Uh-huh.
And 28 Days Later. And Trainspotting. And what was it, Sunshine? Was that it? That one was pretty good.
Was that the one...
when they're flying to the sun?
But when there's a virus, like the sun is a virus something? Yeah, yeah, that's not a good movie.
No, I mean, it was cool. It just
it's got, a nice it concept, weird. But it's it a bad movie. It got weird at the end.
But,
That might be all the ones we saw. Feels like we watched way more trailers.
Yeah,
there's
a lot of trailers. We're like, oh my! And I was like, well, I forgot what movie we were going to see.
Yeah, by the time it was over, just like, what is this even still?
I'm excited for Guardians of the Galaxy 2. And Logan was good. I liked Logan. Thought it was good. I hear that it doesn't match up with the actual Old Man Logan story. It's a different story altogether.
Yeah.
But I never read Old Man Logan, so I don't know. But I know that Old Man Logan's a good story. I like that X-23 was in it,
mm-hmm.
but she was just a kid.
Mm-hmm. You didn't like the actress?
I didn't like her. She just was just like, meh. Just a dumb kid. But, you know, not all kid actors are perfect.
No, not at all.
They can't all be, what's her name? Hit Girl? Remember Hit Girl? She was awesome.
Yeah.
She's always awesome, though. I can't remember.
They can't all be Dakota Fanning, either.
Yeah.
She's like the quintessential, like,
good
child
there's
actor.
There's some good kid actors.
There are.
And then there's some duds.
There are. I don't know what this is. I'm just looking at lists of trailers now, and this one's called The Void, and I'm interested in that.
Oh, I want to see Split. Is that what it's called?
And this one's called The Devil's Candy. Yeah, it's called Split. M. Night Shyamalan's
noon. Yeah. I hear it's pretty good.
I hear it's pretty good, too. I was told to see it. Mm-hmm. I haven't yet.
Because sometimes he makes duds. He usually makes duds.
Yeah, almost always
makes duds. He's almost exclusively duds. And then a couple good ones.
And then every once in a while, he accidentally makes a decent movie. Yeah. Oh, the War for the Planet of the Apes.
Oh yeah, we have to watch.
Any of the other ones.
We should have a marathon of the new.
We've
Planet
only
of the Apes
seen
movies.
The most recent, or like the first one.
Yeah, the first
and
one.
And then we haven't seen any since then.
Man, that was so good though. Remember when he said no? We're like, oh my god!
Are you spoiling the movie for people right now?
What's that?
Are you spoiling that movie for people?
That's
right
not
now?
The whole movie.
Remember when he said no? Like. Yeah, of course they do.
Spoilers for an 8-year-old movie. No, it's not 8 years old. It's probably 6 years old. We said that pretty early on in our relationship.
Yeah, we did.
Find out when it, Rise of the Planet of the Apes. Is that the first
one? I'm busy right now, still looking at trailers.
Let me. I'll bring out my phone too. This will be like both of us looking at our phone. The podcast.
No, we can't both look at our phones. You can just wait until I'm finished with this.
I'm so mad at Bitcoin right now.
I want to see Get Out. Can we see Get Out?
Okay.
Please, I really want to see it.
Should I just download it, or?
No, I want to purchase it or go to it.
Where is it playing?
A lot of places. It was the number one movie.
Well, let's go.
Before. Right now?
Yeah.
It's 9:30 p.m.
All right.
I have to work tomorrow.
So do I. It's a horror movie. You don't like scary movies.
It's a horror movie that I want to see. I like horror movies. I don't like scary movies. They're different things. I don't like jump scares or cheap scares.
Yeah, that's right.
I like things like Hush, where it's like actually just scary.
Oh, that was good.
Yeah. And I don't like ghost movies. But it's got 99% on Rotten Tomatoes.
It's got Black Mirror on it.
Get Out does.
Does it?
Yeah.
It's got the Black Mirror guy. Remember?
Yeah.
1 million merits.
What were we saying merits? Was like Black Mirror? Wasn't there a movie that were like, this is like Black Mirror?
Oh, The Circle. Tom Hanks.
Yeah!
Yeah.
That's like, another trailer that we saw.
Like, oh, this is like Black Mirror. Oh, it's got the girl from Girls in it. The girl from Girls.
I don't watch that.
I like that
so
show.
We can go to... Yeah, there's all sorts of... Like, we can go at 10:30 if you want. Okay. I can't. I literally have to work tomorrow. We go at 9:50. We got 20 minutes to get to the Regal Meridian 16.
Where is that?
Downtown, I think.
I don't want to do that.
We got 55 minutes to get to
Pacific
Place
11. I got a million things to do tonight.
Yeah, I do too. Like, go to bed.
But yeah, I like Jordan Peele. I listened to his Nerdist recently.
Yeah, he was the guest on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me this week too. Okay. He's really promoting it hard. Jackie Cation has a new album out, if y'all are interested. It's called I'm Not the Hero of the Story. You should buy it. You can get it on iTunes right now. And probably Amazon. Yeah, you can get it on Amazon. It's not available in hard disk yet. Because that, like, takes time to print or whatever. But you should get it because it's really good. I was there for the filming of it, and it's really good.
For what? I'm sorry.
Jackie Cation's album, I'm Not the Hero of the Story.
Oh, okay.
It was the number one comedy album on iTunes for some indiscriminate
amount
of time.
Yeah, listen up. Watch that.
Watch it. Listen to it.
Do it.
It's a listen.
Watch it.
It's
watch it on iTunes or Amazon, wherever things are found.
Oh, you...
Watch it where those sorts of things are found.
It was number one, now it's number three. Mm. That's still pretty good.
Did you know that we are number one podcast in the Adam and Holly Are Awesome Podcast Network?
What? Do we have a podcast network? What are the other shows on our network?
Adam and Gully Play Magic.
Uh-huh. Zero episodes
zero
so far
episodes.
Of that one.
Yeah. Adam is awesome by himself.
Uh-huh.
No episodes of that one either.
Yep.
Holly goes to Minnesota.
Yep.
We had like a dual episode.
Yeah, we did.
I don't know
either. We should take a break for a second so that I can get a snack or something to drink or something.
Okay. Why don't you just go get it?
No. I want to take a break.
But I'm going to... Well, excuse me.
Sometimes I just need to take a break. Get myself together.
It's such a long podcast.
I know. Come on down to Sal's Soup Center. Get yourself some soup at Sal's Soup Center. Borscht and beef and dumpling too. Sal's Soup Center's got soup for you. I got a vitamin water.
All right. Did you get me a snack?
No. I was just thirsty. Here's a snack. How do you say that? How do you say it?
I don't know. It's French.
Vitamin water in the flavor Revive Fruit taste. Punch. Be careful. I'm sick and I've been drinking out of that.
Whatever.
Revive Fruit Punch. Yeah. Flavored plus other natural. Flavored plus other natural flavors.
Why don't you
flavors.
Get your kefir?
With sweet, oh god.
Remember you have
you,
that?
You get it, you shake it, right. You're stronger than me.
I'm gonna
okay,
shake
so we went to the PCC, which is like a natural food store, and I regretted going there because it's real like gentrified, organic granola bullshit.
This fancy F.
Oh, I think you're gonna have to shake up and down. I think it's an up and down situation, yeah. Anyway, so it's too expensive. It's like Whole Foods on a local scale and really expensive. And they
and
have all like.
Everything's all organic.
Everything's organic and
everybody's
it's
all like, ugh, look how organic
yeah,
this is.
Yeah, so I should have known this. One of my coworkers who like is into that sort of thing said that it was. He's shaking real hard. Said that it was the best grocery store, and I'm not into that. So I'll take a Safeway any day.
So anyway, the story is the checkout man says that you gotta shake this.
Yeah, he
shake
said
it
you
up.
Gotta shake it like a shake weight.
Shake it more than
he's
you
like,
think.
He's like, have you had this before? And we're like, no. And he's like, you really gotta shake it.
Just shake it more than you think you need to shake it.
Yeah, so that's what Adam's doing right now.
It's very
kefir?
Thick.
Kefir?
Kefir?
Kefir? How do you pronounce that? Raspberry natural full fat.
Contains live active... I think it's gonna taste like yogurt.
Yeah, I think it's like yogurt drink. But I'm a little bit afraid it's gonna be like milk kombucha.
I don't know what that is.
Do you know what kombucha is?
No.
It's fermented tea. It tastes like vinegar because it is vinegar.
This is made in Washington. No hormones, no antibiotics.
Oh, no.
Whole milk from pastured cows.
What if it just makes me sick again?
Sugar.
No, I want GMOs. Give me all the GMOs.
There's none of them. There aren't any
okay,
GMOs.
Okay, so I was reviewing vitamin water.
I feel like cows are GMOs, aren't they?
So vitamin water used to have these like... They used to have these big, long, like, explanations of what the vitamin water would do for you, and they don't do that anymore. This one just says, hello, taste buds. Welcome back to the land of the living.
There's some crud on this.
Yeah, I think it's just going to keep being there. My favorite, about vitamin water is the first three ingredients. Ready? Ingredient number one, reverse osmosis water. Water. Perfect. Expected that. Ingredient number two, crystalline fructose. Also known as...
Sugar.
Sugar.
Oh my god.
And ingredient number three is cane sugar. It's just sugar. Okay, I think you've shook it enough. You shook as much as a person can shake.
I'm wore out.
I was gonna blend it with like a stick. Come on.
I can't even lift
with like
it.
A stick blender. I don't think anything's going anywhere in
it's
that
It's too
lid.
Shook.
I don't know what that is, but I don't think it's going anywhere.
You gonna drink it? Tell me if it's good. If it's not good, I'm not gonna
it's
drink
not
it.
It's not gonna be good.
Don't use your
open
teeth.
It.
Jeez, lady. You're gonna
can't
break
get
your
it open.
Teeth off.
Yeah, well, you get it open. My teeth seem like the best tool for the job. You have to pull that off first. Don't just cut it.
Why?
Because you're going to make it worse.
It's not worse, it's better.
Did you get it? Yeah. All right. The opening has happened. Oh, you're opening the whole thing. Okay. No, that's fine. Go for it. I was going to open it, but you open it.
Oh, no, go ahead.
Okay. I'm mildly afraid I'm going to open this and there's just going to be like a
blorp on
a
top?
Block of solid something at the top.
I shook the business out of
yep,
it.
Yep, that's what it is. There's a block of solid. Tastes like yogurt.
Yeah, it's
a little sourer than yogurt.
Yeah, that's what I would expect. How is it?
It's not that bad.
It's like yogurt drink?
Yeah, you're probably not going to like it, but it's not that bad.
Is it like when you got that
Yo-Jay? It's a lot like Yo-Jay, yeah. Just try it. It's raspberry flavored.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not bad.
It tastes like yogurt.
Yeah.
It's not bad. Yeah, okay.
This ring of gunk at the top's really bumming me out, though.
Yeah. It's just yogurt, I bet.
There are 386 calories in this cup, in this
exactly
bottle.
Exactly that many?
Yeah. Serving size, one cup. Servings per container, two.
Well,
amount per
two
serving.
Us.
Calories, 193.
Mm-hmm.
It's so exact.
Well, they measured
a lot
it.
Of fat, because it's
just liquid
full
yogurt. I'm pretty sure
yogurt.
It's just liquid yogurt.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's go-gurt. It's just grown-up go-gurt.
I'm for it. Honestly, it's really not bad. I think if bet we can get that ring down with more leverage. There's air in there.
Yeah, okay.
I just had to drink some out of it first.
Shake it more than you think you'll need to.
Yeah. I would recommend this. What brand is this? Grace Harbor Farms. It's probably not available outside of the Pacific. I would assume it's not available outside of the Pacific Northwest.
It's very local because PCC.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me.
It kind of smells like sour milk, though. Like, you got to get past that. Maybe just smell it. Like, don't drink it, but just smell it.
Yeah, doesn't smell very good.
It smells like you should get rid of it. But.
Like, it's just.
How can you tell if it goes bad?
I don't know. I was going to say if there's chunks in it, but that's already got that.
Non-homogenized, the way it should be in joy.
The way it should be in joy?
Cream top never separated, non-homogenized, the way it should be in joy.
Yeah, you don't want to homogenize your milk.
Grace Harbor Farms could not proofread their label. Nope. I bet these are separate things. Non-homogenized, the way it should be in joy.
The way it should be. Because it's natural milk.
It's hard to tell
because
it's all capitalized.
Natural.
Not bad. I was always afraid of that stuff before, the kefir, or whatever
it is.
I think
it's kefir.
Kefir? It probably is kefir. But it's literally just liquid yogurt.
Yeah.
Which may aid me in recovering from this.
It has microflora.
Stomach flu. Or it might make it worse.
It's going to give you some.
I have to go into the office tomorrow. I've been staying home because I'm like a little hesitant to go into the office when I'm sick.
Right.
I don't want to get other people sick.
You don't
want
to sickify everybody.
But I have to go tomorrow because I agreed to do this testing for this other team 1 hour a day this week, which really sucks because that means I have to go in on Thursday and Friday, which I wasn't going to.
Okay.
Because we're moving. Like our team is moving to another floor.
I remember you're saying
and
that.
They usually make you work from home on those days because so you can't get in the way of it. But now I have to go in. So I might just go in for the meeting and then leave. We'll see if that's a thing. Or if I can convince the guy tomorrow to not make me go in.
When's your meeting?
Two.
Oh, so.
No, one. In the morning. But I have meetings from like 10 to 11, 11 to 12, 12 to 1, and 1 to 2. So I basically don't get to eat lunch until 2:30.
Just bring your lunch to the meeting. Just have a sandwich while you're
I usually don't eat lunch till 2 or 2:30 anyway.
Yeah, you don't eat much.
I just forget. Yeah. I forget to eat my lunch until it's like late in the day. Everyone else eats at noon, and then I'm like the weird one eating it super late. We have another person joining our team, so I get to train somebody. That's going to be fun.
We have new people joining our team as well.
Do you? Is there much training involved in what you do?
No.
No, it doesn't seem like there would be.
I mean, well, yeah, it's just the very baseline. It's just on the job stuff. It's just you can do another thing. Like every couple of days, they'll be like, hey, you want to learn to do this thing? Okay.
Okay, sure. Ooh, we should talk about the Nintendo Switch.
Okay, there's a Nintendo game system called the Nintendo Switch, and you can play it at home. You can play it on the go.
I think it's intended to be a replacement for the 3DS, even though they're saying that it's not. I think long-term the intention is to just have one. And I think that would be good for Nintendo to pour all of their time and money into one console system. I think that's a good idea, rather than having a separate.
Yeah, because they're known for handhelds.
Yeah, they're known for their handhelds, and their console systems are really hit or miss. Like, on whether they're interesting, and they have a hard time capturing attention. Like, the Wii everyone loves at first and then stops playing. That's like a standard of having a Wii, is you really think it's cool at first and then you don't play it anymore.
Or they get one or two games that people just love.
Yeah.
Like then, the Mario Maker or whatever, people are way into that on the Wii U.
But if they could put Pokemon on there, if they could put
and they totally could.
What other DS specific games are there? Most
like
of them
Fire Emblem,
have
stuff like that.
I guess. I was gonna say most of them have
Monster.
Although
Hunter.
There's no touch screen on the
The whole thing is a touch screen.
It's a touch screen?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, okay then. Yeah. I take that back.
I got to see one in person.
Yeah, to see one in person. Have you ever been excited for a console launch before?
I was excited for the PlayStation 2.
Really?
Yeah.
What about the PlayStation 2 made you excited for it?
I'm sorry. I was excited for Final Fantasy XI.
So you were excited for the game, and then the console was secondary.
Yeah, so I got that. So, what was it, Final Fantasy? Well, Final Fantasy X was on PS2. Oh, damn it. Nah, never mind. I don't remember.
Oh, so you've not been excited my whole brain is all messed up right now. For a console release. Specifically for the console, not for a game on it.
I don't think I bought a console on release day ever.
I haven't either. I've never even come close.
I always decide that, like, if there's a game that I want, then I will get... That's when I get the console.
Yeah.
But I'm never just going to get a console hoping there's a good game for it at some point.
We got a Wii kind of on a whim.
Well, that's because Wii Fit.
Yeah. Wii Fit was fun. Mm-hmm. I do miss that about the Wii, but
yeah,
it's
just, well, if you're on the second floor, it's
yeah, it sucks on the second floor.
It's shitty to be that guy.
Yeah, that's why I kind of wish we were in a first floor apartment. I know you don't like first floor apartments, yeah, I hate but them. Or I wish that we were in a condo that was just like stacked, like two floors or both of them were ours.
Right.
Yeah, like a condo or a townhome or whatever. Yeah. So that if you make noise upstairs, the only person bothering is you. You know.
Yeah. Don't.
Don't make noise.
Cut it out.
I'm busy. I can't store my magic cards when you're banned like that.
Yeah, speaking of which, I haven't finished my projects that I'm doing.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I have 4 projects I'm working on.
You have 4?
In different phases of working on.
Okay.
The project that I'm most complete on is my sorting out of all my magic cards, which I have a few things left to do. I can get that done tonight. So that's the first project, almost done. Second project is my blog, which is a continuous project, doing it every day.
It's also directly related to your magic cards.
Yeah. Well, 3 of my projects are magic cards.
Right.
My third project, which is in working on phase, I don't even know what to call it, is my smash-ups.
Oh, yeah.
My magic card smash-ups. Cool. I don't know if I talked about that last week.
No, we probably mentioned them a long, long time ago when you were doing them the first time. No, maybe... You did mention last week, because Mark asked what Cube was.
Yeah, yeah. But, yeah, so I'm working on that. I have someone at work that's interested in playtesting with me, and we have a work-specific Facebook group that's secret that nobody knows about.
Well, it's not secret anymore. You just put it on the internet.
They're not allowed to be in it.
It's a secret. It's what Facebook calls a secret group.
Yeah.
You have to be added to it.
So, so there's, like, all the people at work. And they're just like, hey, you want to play this game? I'm just going to advertise in there and be like, hey, I want some testers for my new magic format. So I'm going to work on that.
Is that okay? Like, is that allowed?
Yeah, why not?
Well, you just don't want to be weird and, like, you don't want to take advantage of a group like that. Like, and hawk your own stuff or whatever. Well, you just want to be careful about
it. It's just playing games.
Right, but are other people doing that already?
Yeah. I just got invited to Diplomacy.
Oh, yeah, I guess you did. Don't play Diplomacy. Oh, my God, don't play it. I mean, you can if you want.
I've never played it.
So harrowing.
Yeah.
Yeah, because like you have to lie to people. You don't have a choice. You have to lie. Like, you can't play it straight or you'll lose.
Right.
I can't.
It's Diplomacy.
You have to make promises and then not fulfill them. Or if you're like me, you can make promises and then forget, and then the person that you forgot doesn't believe you and thinks you were lying, but you actually just forgot or you got confused.
I don't remember what the situation was,
but I like made an agreement and then like just forgot to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And then that was a problem.
Right.
And it's really, because everyone's lying, but I wasn't lying, but it really seemed like I was lying. Mm-hmm. I was on track to win, but I did not want to win.
I didn't want to play anymore. You didn't want to win.
No, I didn't want to play anymore. It's the kind of game that I don't think anyone comes out like liking each other.
I feel like you don't like a lot of games like that are,
I don't
like thinking.
No, it's not even so much the thinking. I specifically don't like games where you have to lie to somebody else, where you have to like make enemies of other people and like conspire against other people. I don't like that.
You like games where everybody's friends.
Yeah, I like cooperative games. I like games that are like more lighthearted and not directly pitting people against each other. Yeah. I don't like that.
Not competitive.
Not in that way. Like, if we're all individually doing our own things and you can, like, a little bit conspire against a different person, that's fine. But I don't like when they pit you head to head, which Diplomacy really does. It's literally, like, you have to go talk to people in a room and convince them that your country is important and that they should make trades with you. And it's just like, I can't.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's out for themselves, and I was not into that.
Yeah, well, yeah.
It's so stressful.
But diplomacy is the like strategy game. It's all strategy. Yeah, there's no like
it's
dice.
It's awful. And
there's
also,
nothing. You just
there's
have to
like
do your
accepted
thing.
Because this game's been played for so long. There's like accepted opening moves. Like if you're France, you're supposed to go this direction with these ships and do this thing, and then like. Your
it's
second
like
move is probably going to be this, and then it depends on what other people do, and you should probably try to get this, and you should ally with Russia or whatever, and just like, I can't be bothered with that. And also, I think it helps to actually know anything at all about the world war it's based on, but I didn't.
I don't know.
I don't know anything about history.
Just be allied with
I don't
Russia.
Care about history at all.
Seems like you do.
Does it?
Yeah, because you're always complaining about the way the world's going.
No, that's different.
Is it?
Yeah.
That seems like it's history gonna happen.
Okay, how about this? I don't care about military history.
That's fair.
A lot of people are into, like, wars and all that business, and I just don't. I can't care. Are you shaking it more? Shake it up!
Shake it. I'm doing it! Shake it. I did it.
I don't think that that bit of stuff at the top's ever gonna go away.
No, it's permanent. All right, do you want to be done with this podcast?
I think we probably should be, yeah.
All right, goodbye.
Why?
Why what?
Why such an uninspired closing?
I don't...
Yes? Hold on.
I know you wanted to be something with fruit, but I don't...
Well, how about kefir? Can we make that into something?
No.
Kefir...
I'm not good at puns. Like, forced puns are too... It's just bad.
You're bad.
I don't like this bit.
I don't like your bit. Oh, that's not true. I don't... Wait, I don't know how to... How do I make that sound okay?
Goodbye, everyone.
It's the end of the podcast. We ran out of stuff to talk about. It's the end of the podcast. Okay, bye.